Where is God in your life? Is he down the list? Or is he the top of the top of your life? Hallelujah. I want God to be the top of the top of my life. Amen. There's a lot of people say, whoa, we got one God, but where's your one God? And when we started singing about joy, Lord, a while ago, and I got to looking. I got thinking, man, where's your joy at? We sing about the joy of the Lord. Amen. Man, what if God moved? But he hadn't moved. He's still the same. Today, you ought to rejoice in knowing who your God is. What if you woke up this morning and realized that your country has been conquered and your little religion, amen, you couldn't worship no more and practice? Because if you just got a religion, that means your worship is gone. But friend, when you got a God, they could take your church, they could take your religion, but they can't take your God. I'm glad I got joy. Privilege, today's the day. You know, Mama, her birthday was yesterday, and we had a birthday party, 80th birthday. It only comes one time. But what if every day becomes a celebration to you that God is alive in your life? But after a while, that old birthday cake every day would get old, wouldn't it? And I figure a lot of times people's let God become old and cold in their relationship. But I'm so thankful today that the goodness of God has not stopped. The blessings of God hasn't quit flowing. Amen. What a joy to be in God's house today. Today. Amen. And have you given God the thanks and the praise today? Are you still just running on automatic mode? Would you just come and do the same old ritual? Amen. And we clap our hands and do the Pentecostal thing? Or have we done the God thing today by honoring the Lord? Amen. Would you put your hands up? Hallelujah. Give your heart up. Give the honor to the King of Kings. Behold the God of heaven, earth, and sea. Hallelujah, we give you praise, Jesus. Hallelujah, we give you honor today, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you thanks for who you are, what you're doing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Great is our God. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Is he number one? Amen. We live with him in that number one position. Amen. It's good to have you in the house of God. Our guests that are here today, the Mayos, so good to blessed to have you with us today. Amen. Good to have all the way from France. Amen. The Crosswhites from France. We're glad to have, and from England, another Crosswhite from England. Good to have Lily, Julia Crosswhite, Zora Crosswhite. And we can say, from Morocco today. Boy, this is Mission Sunday. From Morocco, Zora Crosswhite. And from the country of, let's see, where are you from, Brian? You was born in Opelousas, Louisiana. And right next on the same row, we're so glad to have from Bayou Rouge, Louisiana, Francine Ledoux Jack's with us today. Amen. And right next to her from Texas City area, amen, good to have Brother Jimmy Jack's with her husband. Amen. Are you thankful today for the goodness of the Lord today? We're so blessed that our guests are with us today. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. Sister Francine Jack's, amen, Ledoux. When we was kids, she used to come to our house, and I'm telling you what, Francine, I can remember playing church, and you were there. We weren't teenagers yet, surely, and we would have church, and I'm telling you what, the power of the Lord, and because this is all we have known, and we started playing, but, you know, every time you start talking about the Lord, even as kids, you pretend it becomes real. That little Tonka truck, Brian, that we played with in the yard became real, and guess what? I was in the driver's seat. But yet my hand was pushing a little metal Tonker truck in my little pretension manner. And that little doll that you had as a kid, Sister Crosswhite, was a real thing. But after a while, we became a mom and daddy, and I became a driver of a real truck. And pretty soon things became real. But that day, it was real to us when we began to worship God. And I'm so thankful that the God way back then amen, has kept me and blessed me all the days of our life. What a heritage we have of God. Amen. Sister Francine and sister, my mama, generations ago, where Sister Francine lives, our great-great-great-grandmother, God filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Sister Francine's mother told me in that little house right next where you was raised at, she said, there's two stories, she said, but I'm going to believe this one, she told me. And I had it recorded for years, and I have not found where I recorded it. She said, my grandmother received the Holy Ghost praying on rosary beads, saying, God, I want the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost in my life. And while she was praying, the Holy Ghost fell, and those rosary beads, her words said, they disappeared. They could not find them all. What a great heritage we have today. And you don't have to be five generations, four generations of this. Amen. All it takes is an experience with the Almighty God. Amen. God is looking for somebody today just to let him be God, Brother Pirtle. Amen. And Sister Francine, amen. What a joy today to come to the house of the Lord. Amen. Momo Crosswhite, what a joy to come to the house of the Lord. Amen. And know that God hadn't changed a lick. We may have got old and cold in our relationship with God. And many times an old rusty gate still squeaks and squawks and gets frozen in position. And many times because this has become something we haven't exercised and opened up and worshiped God. Amen. It becomes rusty to many people. But somebody today, if you would just let the Holy Ghost, amen, God will give you a brand new beginning. Because God is still the creator. He's still the God of heaven, earth. How many are thankful today for the beauty of the Holy God of heaven? Are you thankful that God hasn't changed a lick? Amen. Are you thankful that God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever? Hallelujah. Oh, let's magnify the Lord together in his house. Oh, somebody shout to God with honor. Lord, you're still the same. You haven't changed on me. You haven't failed me. You haven't forsaken me. You haven't left me today. Be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You ought to not just clap your hands. You ought to applaud God. You ought to magnify God. You ought to glorify the Lord today. You ought to love him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. God is still great. And the scripture said, greatly to be praised. Amen. I'm so thankful for the grace of God and the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And it just feels so good, not just to feel God, but to know God through the power of his love and mercy. Amen. Oh, we've got to the place that feelings has become everything in America. And everybody thinks feelings. If you don't feel God, you just hold off on God. If you can't feel the groove, you don't move. But I'm so thankful today, even when I can't feel him, when I don't see him, he's still God. And he deserves my honor, my very best every day. Amen. Praise God. Would you go to Psalms, the 36th chapter with me this morning? Psalm, the 36th chapter. And indeed, our guests, we're so blessed you've come today. I've got to obey the Lord this morning. Amen. What the Lord has laid on my heart and my spirit. Amen. Just stay right where you're at. Amen. I want everybody to just stay in a sanctuary this morning. I don't want to linger too long, but I got to get right in the vein of what the Holy Ghost has given me. Psalm, the 36th chapter. The beautiful word of God. I want to just tell you, just remind you again. Amen. The grass may wither. The flower is going to fade. But this book will never fade. This book is going to be right 9 times out of 9. Every time. Amen. This is something that God will always keep. Brother Williams, what a great privilege. When I open up this book, the author of it steps forward. And he stands with us. When we sacredly open the word of God. Psalm 36 and verse 1. The scripture said, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. In other words, I begin to evaluate and begin to look. And I find that the wicked, somehow or another, they demonstrate that they have no regard for God. Even though some may know that God is a God that sees and records everything and takes account of everything. Second verse, for he flattereth, the transgressor flattereth himself in his own eyes. He smooth talks and he deceives himself about himself until his iniquity be found to be hateful. Wow. He deceives himself with himself, saying, I'm okay. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. In other words, his words come out of his mouth full of indecency, with no regard. He doesn't even care anymore. He's not even wise anymore. He has no safety checks, no guards. There's no fear of God no longer. Verse 4, he deviseth mischief on his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He arboreth not evil. He don't push aside evil. He schemes. And he goes on and on in his heart, sporting, courting evil. Then the tenor of this chapter changes. Verse 5, thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. God's great mercy is magnificent. Thy righteousness is like great mountains, and thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. God, you have kept us. God, you take account of the sparrow, the scripture says, and you take account of our lives. Verse 7, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. How excellent is the loving. Are you thankful that God is a loving God, a kind God? How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, with the abundance of thy house. And thou shalt make them drink of the river thy pleasures. We get to relish in the blessings of God. Verse 9, for with thee is the fountain of life, the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. Oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Verse 11, let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. I don't want arrogance to come upon me that I forget and fail to recognize God. Verse 12, there are workers of iniquity fallen. They're cast down and shall not be able to rise. In other words, there's those that will never return back to that blessed state. They have drifted too far to the point of no return. But the psalmist is saying, but we haven't. We're at the fountain of the pleasures of God today. And we need to recognize where we're at. Summed up in a few words, Psalm 36 says, man's wickedness versus God's unfailing love and righteousness is what it's all saying. It contrasts the deceit and the sinfulness of the wicked with the steadfast mercy, faithfulness, and justice of God. And it's saying, God, I want to stay put in thy great mercies. I want you with me right now to just to close your eyes, and however you commune with God, I want you to reach to the master from your heart and say, God, I want to keep that sense of love, that sense of sacredness deep in my heart for you, Lord. Let me fear you all my life and recognize you. God, let you always be number one to me. Let you always, God, be in that position of as my King, my Lord, and my God. Let me not drift in deceit. Let me not think of myself as some great thing. Let me always keep you in that place that I admire you and worship you with my life. I give you praise and I give you honor today. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody say amen. You may be seated. Brother Pirtle, even the darkest day in living for God shines brighter than the brightest day in sin. In other words, a bad day for us still surpasses the best day of hell, or the best day of living outside the wings of the Lord. Are you thankful for the goodness of the Lord? The psalmist, or the word of the Lord says, I would rather have one day in the presence of God than to live a thousands elsewhere. One day and one opportunity with God is so much far greater than living in the best of the best outside of the wings of God. Amen. In Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 31, the scripture begins to say, as Paul began to write to the church, he said, what shall we say of all these things, these blessings of God? If God be for us, who can be against us? Are you thankful we got a God for us? I want to just remind us today in the house of the Lord, God is still for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Even Job, in the book of Job, right in the middle of the Bible, God began to allow Satan to try a man named Job. And everything that the enemy threw against Job, Job didn't let it affect him, because Job, basically his mindset was this: I may not understand what's going on, but I'm going to stand for God when everything has come against me. Because this, God hasn't failed me. Life has come against me. I've lost everything I had. When all his friends said, curse God and die, Mr. Job. And even his wife said, you're an idiot. But Job did not charge God foolishly. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the Lord. You see, when God is all you have and you're stripped down in your life to nothing, you still could lean on the everlasting arms of God. Amen. Somebody ought to praise God today that you have a wonderful Savior. I have something to lean on in spite when everything is dissolved against me. I have a God that is for me. How beautiful today. Amen. Man's wickedness just continues to grow and pull and breaks down mankind and takes him away from the purpose that God has made for him. You have a purpose. God made you, and there's a purpose for your life. And oh, friend, we look at the amazing ways that God tries to woo us. God tries to court us and get our attention. Amen. Oh, it's funny to watch a little 14-year-old girl that all of a sudden she has a crush on a little boy. And maybe a 15-year-old boy, and how she gets a crush and she writes his name everywhere. She writes his name. She puts his name there. And you watch them when they get in the same room, whether they're wherever, that little girl will walk past that young boy. And she looks at him in a certain manner. She wants his attention. She wants his eye. And she would come back and she tries her way to stand. Even though she may be a shy person, she tries her way to get close and near. I would to the same thing with God today. Even that some of the house would desire the attention and the hand of God. I want to get God in my life. I want God's eye on me. I want the things of God. Oh no, friend. Amen. When somebody belongs to somebody and you see somebody else eyeing your somebody and moving in on your territory, there's a sense of what we call jealousy. I get jealous, folks. Amen. That's my bride. Oh, I was admiring you a little bit ago, babe. Amen. Oh, amen. I still get jealous. Amen. When I don't get your attention and get your care. Amen. Oh, and I want to tell somebody, I don't want a jealous God. Amen. That God is jealous of me because I am somewhere else letting something else take my attention and my love and my focus and my honor and my devotion. I want God to look at me and say, woo, that's my child. That's mine. Amen. Oh, I love it when God loves me. But I want to love God. I want to keep my love for God supreme. I want it to be fresh. I want it to be something every day. Amen. Yesterday's touch, yesterday's kiss wasn't enough. Amen. Oh, I'm glad I had one yesterday, but there's something about today. Amen. Something about the embrace from the Holy God of heaven. Amen. But friend, amen, quit waiting on God is what I want to get to. I want you to get to that place that you become the one that begins to respond to God with honor and love and affection. God is looking for somebody to love him. The Bible says, amen, the worshipers, the definition of a true worship is to worship God in spirit and in truth. God is seeking somebody today to worship him in that kind of manner. Amen. Oh, you ought to worship him today. God's looking for the worshipers to arise. Those that will love him and seek him with a whole heart. That will lay aside protocol. That will say, the main priority today is you, oh God. You worship, your attention, your hand today on my life matters to me. Oh, hallelujah. Sacred things. Amen. Where my sister-in-law, Zora's from. I don't care where you at, what time of the day, when a certain sound comes, whether it's on a phone, Zora will tell you, or whether it came across the city, people all of a sudden stop what they're doing five times a day, and they will bow and worship and pray. Yeah, she would tell you some of it's ritual, but some of it's meaning. Am I right? Don't get between them and their prayer time. I would to God that people, amen, in our hour, we get that sense of urgency. I don't want anything to get between me and my God and my worship. Amen. Today is worship something that we got to get up here and crank you up. That we got to get the, where's crank at, brother? I'm looking for the crank for their service. Brother Pertle, how many times you had to say, one more time, lift your hands. Amen. Oh, where's the crank? We got to find the crank for their service. I'm sorry to tell you, the battery's dead on that crank. No, it shouldn't be that way. It ought to be an automatic response. I come to worship God today. I come to praise God. I don't have to wait for the music. I don't have to wait for a service leader to get up and try to get us excited. Amen. Oh, friend, I don't have to wait for the crank to be cranked. Amen. I come to bless God for who he is, for what he's done, and what he's going to do today. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his goodness unto the children of men. God is wanting his people to wake up and rise up and recognize him. His ways are so amazing. His blessings, his supply, they're valuable. My brother's here and he travels abroad, different countries. And Brian is even related in one country that he went to. There was a lady that he took a picture of that never seen a picture of her face. That's in our hour today. But very quickly across the globe, even the jungles of Honduras, way in the back country where there's no electricity, we're going in a little truck, and we get way back in the jungle, and they have cell phones. Our world is, man, able to touch base with each other. And my brother testified yesterday at Mom's birthday party that he tries every day to FaceTime my mother. Whether he is in a foreign country, him and his children, they try to talk to my mother. How great it is to bridge the gap of communication. And friend, I want to tell you, we got something greater than FaceTime. We got something greater than a phone system and a communication system. Amen. We got more than Starlink could ever think. Amen. I got the power of the Almighty God that wherever I am, whether you're in the lion's den or whether you're on the top of the mountain, you got the opportunity to worship God. Amen. And Americans, hear me today. Texans, hear me today. It's time to put God back in that main place of our heart, that God is worship and he, amen, is adored from the heart of man. Amen. Oh, today if we could get our mind back and realize how great we have it. They're not beheading us today. But there's countries that will behead you if you hold a Bible. When a missionary with us last 2 months ago that told me in secret, he said, Brother Crosswhite, he said, I've been places that it was illegal to have a Bible. Illegal. If you got caught with a Bible, your head was off. And this man is brave enough to go to those countries with his family and bring the gospel of God. And we have a Bible today, but yet God is far in our life. God's a long distance call to some of us because we don't call frequently. We don't love him enough. We don't respond to him enough. Amen. Don't let God become a long distance call to you. Don't let God just be that 911 thing that you call. Only time you talk to God is when you in a peril or a problem comes in your life. But today it ought to be a privilege. It ought to be the joy of your life that you could whisper his name and know that God is still there, that God is still the powerful, life-giving source, the master of the universe, the one that spoke this world into existence, that he would even consider you today. Hallelujah. We can't forget who he is. His blessings, his amazing ways and supply. The scripture says in Psalm 68, 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. God daily loads us with benefits. And here you are loaded. Brother Pearl, stand up like you're carrying something. Load with benefits. That's more than arm load. Pocket loads? Man, look at all these pockets. There's a pocket. There's another pocket. He loads you more than your pockets, more than your hands, but your life with benefits. My daily, my Jesus, hallelujah. Think about it, friend. Even God is here. That God that loads us with benefits has already loaded you before you even became conscious of today. Even loadeth you with benefits. But what have you given back? The scripture says, what have you rendered or given to the Lord for all that he has done for you? I come to challenge somebody, and I come to wake up somebody and let you even realize today is the day that God has given you. We need to look to him. We need to worship him. We need to realize that our Savior is still on the throne and God is still the giver of benefits. Hallelujah. Amen. Then there's a psalm that says this, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Then it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. After a while, because, man, we're loaded with benefits, and we just expect it every day. We forget his benefits. We forget, wow, what we got. Have you ever seen somebody that they forgot how they got to where they were? You know, huh? Had a grandpa that worked very hard, who, I mean, fought everything to make it in life. And he started off his little business, and I mean, he done without to finally get that business going. And then his son he gave it to. And his son grew it bigger. And that grandson gets it. And that grandson gets that business and he thinks he's somebody. He forgets that his customers are his source. So everybody walks in that place. He looks at him and he has that look down his nose attitude. What are you doing in here? Friend, you're just pushing out somebody who butters your bread. Amen. And many times, amen, you could ignore when there's needs around you. This boy started ignoring people. Pretty soon people found out, we didn't want to go there. This guy's a snob. He thinks he's better than, his grandpa was the type, come on in here. What can I do for you? You see, he lost and he forgot where, what it took to get where he was at. And you find the same thing in God. Many people God has put on the rock. God has brought from a nothing in their life and set them up and established their ways, and they forget what God has done for them. Forget not his benefits. Have you ever seen somebody who thought they were somebody? Have you ever seen somebody who, if it rained, they would drown because their nose is in the air? I want to tell you, friend, it happens sometimes to even us, to where we think we're somebody and we look at somebody in need and we think, I don't want to dare dirty my hands because, I'm entitled. No. Amen. You're not better than anybody. We're just better because we've been graced by the blood of Jesus Christ and the mercies of God. Amen. God has helped us. Amen. Who in their mind will let somebody drown in the pool of despair when God has brought you out of the pool of despair? How many begin to think, wow. Look, they're too evil. I don't want to dirty my hands. I don't want to reach to them because look how bad they're. No, I want to tell you, I can reach to them because how good God has been to me. God has been a friend. God has been a savior. God has been a help. The deal is, not one of us deserves to be here today. Not one of us deserves to be right here. Had it not been for the grace and the goodness of God, we could not even be here today. America has been graced by the goodness of God, but doesn't realize it anymore. And it has bleed over into what we call churchgoers, to where they forget the goodness of God and where God has brought them from. Instead, they think, oh, they button that top button, hold their nose in the air, and think, "Whoa, look at me, look how great I am." You're nothing, friend, without the glory of God. All it takes is just a moment for you to be melted back down to just mud. Amen. Are you thankful today for the grace of God? You ought to live grateful for the things of God, for the grace of God. Amen. Come on, don't forget his benefits. Amen. Oh, honor him for who he is. Amen. Honor him for what he's doing. And I think about those, Brother Pirtle, that God has blessed. And after a while, they get so wrapped in the blessings that they forget the blesser. There are some people praise God for all the benefits. Woo! Thank you, God, for that new house. Thank you, God, for that car. Thank you, God, for that $200. Thank you, God, for this. But they forget about God. My point today is, even Brother T.F. Tenney wrote a book, said, "Keep the main thing the main thing." And today, if you could title what I'm trying to tell you, I want the main thing to matter in my life. Even title it the main thing, brother. Even the main thing of all of us is God. God made us, and our purpose is for us to be one with him, for oneness and fellowship with God. And if we fail to realize and remember God should be the main hub of our life. Our life should revolve all around God. In fact, creation, when God created the heavens and the earth, and God put all things in that earth. Amen, Brother Thomas, amen. Oh, the whole purpose of creation. Amen, God said, "I'm fixed to make a masterpiece." Amen, the masterpiece was not the blue jay. The masterpiece was not the deer. The masterpiece wasn't the mountain or the green valley. But the masterpiece was when he made man. Amen, hear me today. Amen, I'm telling somebody today, you are God's masterpiece. He ought to be your master. I come to worship my God. I come to give thanks to the Lord today. Amen. Oh, Fred, has your hinge got frozen? Has your life got stiff and rusty? Your faith hasn't been exercised. Your worship is predicated on your feelings. Have you lost the main thing for your life? I come to remind you, amen, God is still God. Amen, even on a bad day, even when sickness begins to come against you and all hell seems to come against you, hang on, Job. Amen, the battle's not yours. Life is not even yours. It belongs to God. In fact, amen, when the Lord began to speak to Satan, he said, "Have you tried my man, Job?" I come to tell you, I belong to him. Amen. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit that is God's. I come to tell a church today, who comes to worship God, to give God your best? You belong to God. Amen. Oh, you ought to worship him. You ought to love him. You ought to rejoice in him. Amen. We don't deserve to be here today. I have on my notes, We can't forget his benefits. And there's sometimes God permits the brook to dry up. You know, God's been letting you drink from a precious brook. And God feeds sometimes. God had, instead of meal on wheels, God had meals on wings. God used a raven to feed a hungry man in the Bible. It would bring him food. But there comes a day that the meals on wings quit and the brook dried up. When God stops the brook from flowing and dries it up and the wings from bringing you your meal, remember, God has a purpose. Perhaps it's because you've been living too much with his blessings and too much without him. You get so engrossed in the blessings that the blesser or the giver is no longer glorified. So God says, maybe I could get your attention by letting the brook dry up. And let the wings quit bringing your lunch, your provisions. I don't want God to have to get my attention. I don't want God to have to use the drastic to finally get over to me that I need to get back in love with him. I want something to stir in me that when I look at my life, I realize I am privileged and I'm honored that he is my God. I don't want to get all wrapped up, folks. Have you ever seen somebody get wrapped up in all their talents? That even a singer that could sing. Sister Francine, you've been singing since you was a little girl. God has used you mightily. Sister Crosswhite, same way. God has used people. But these ladies will tell you there are some that could sing with the Holy Ghost and without the Holy Ghost. And there are some that can sing, and they want everybody to know they can sing. Sister Francine, what it's told me, I haven't been to your church, but there's people who have been in your church, says, that lady lets God use her. What a testimony. You still got it. But there are some people, Brother Pirtle, that get up and they think they're the ones that's making it happen. They think, it can't happen without me. Sister Sharon, you've seen it as well. To where people felt, we can't have a move of the Holy Ghost without me. We can't have church without me. I want to tell you, even there was a move of the Holy Ghost before we ever had a keyboard. There's a move of the Holy Ghost before we ever had people that could play and sing with such great talent. Amen. Way back when they didn't even have a guitar in tune, there were people that knew how to worship God, and God responded. But we have arrived at that place that we think we have arrived. But I want to tell you, not without God, our talents, our abilities are nothing. If God is not the main thing of our drive and our purpose, I come to challenge this church today. Amen. Don't ever let it become even to that place that you think you're something and God has to have you. Amen. God don't have to have you. We have to have God. We have to have him today. It still takes the anointing to destroy the yoke. Hallelujah. Would you close your eyes with me right now? And I want, however you focus on God, I want you to focus on him and tell him in your spirit and in your heart, God, I got to have you. I got to have your power. I got to have you leading my life. I can't go on without you. Hallelujah. My Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Even when God doesn't seem to answer, he still has a purpose. Remember, forget not his benefits. We're benefited. He still gives answers. He still puts an oasis in our life. He still gives proof that he is God. There's undeniable evidence all around us. Jesus performed 37 different miracles while he walked the face of the earth. There was healing, the blind, the lepers, the paralytic, the woman with the issue of the blood. He delivered, he cast out demons. He made provisions, he fed the 5,000, turned the water to wine. put the money in the fish's mouth. There was power over nature. He raised the dead. Jairus' daughter, the widow's son, and Lazarus. But John 21, 25 says this, and there are also many other things that Jesus did, the which, if they were written, every one, I suppose, that even the word itself couldn't contain the books that it should be written in. I'm telling you, there's so much more that Jesus did other than 37 recorded miracles. But the blessing is this. There's a scripture in John 14. The scripture says this, verily or truly I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he also do. And greater works than these shall ye do, because I go to my Father. I want to tell somebody today, God wants to do so much more in your life than what's happening right now. Sister Becky, God has so much more for you. And we could blame everybody else. We could blame, well, it's the water companies when the hose is kinked. Brother Pirtle, we could say it's a utility of Nacogdoches water supply that we don't have pressure. But if our hose is kinked, it's not the source's problem. It's the kink. Or the valve's not open. I want to ask somebody today, would you open the valve and would you stretch out and get every kink in your life, amen, open up that you could be an instrument for the holy God of heaven? Would you let God work in you? We got to keep the main thing, church. Amen. God still has to be number one. Amen. Oh, we could boast, oh, we're one God, but if we're not one with God and God is not number one, what good is your doctrine? What good is your, I could joy that I've been baptized in Jesus' name. So what? So what you've been baptized in Jesus' name? If you are not living and keeping God number one, your baptism is in vain. Your little tongue talking is in vain. You can talk in tongues, Pentecostals, till your tongue falls out. If God is not number one, what good is your tongue? That's what the word says. What good is tongues if there's not true love? You just got a religion and you just got an experience and you just talk about it, but there's nothing that's true flowing in your life. Your valve is closed and your hose is kinked. Amen. Somebody needs to let the force and the pressure flow through you today of living waters. Amen. The Lord is in this place. Amen. I wonder somebody today who wants to honor the Lord. Amen. We need to roll out the carpet. The King is here. Amen. We need to open the door and say, God, come on in. Somebody needs to let the Holy Ghost. Come on. Your hinge has been all, amen, frozen up. Amen. You need to get the oil and open it up and begin to saturate it. God, I come to praise you. I come to worship you. Let's stand in this building this morning. I feel the hands of the Almighty God here. The purpose of God wants to be restored. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to wait till I feel nudged. You want God to have to run over you with a bulldozer before you respond? Or can God just respond, amen, be responded to with just his word? And a reminder today, this is a reminder, amen, he loves you. And your purpose is to love him, amen. Somebody needs to get out of your pew and you out of your chair and you need to come to the front. Amen, the reason why I want you to come to the front, amen, because if you sit there, you'll do what you've always done. Amen, I want you to get out of your chair and come and say, God, I come to crown you. I come to, Lord, to get back, amen, in that groove with you, Lord Jesus. I come to worship you. I come to bless you. I come to crown you with my best today. Hallelujah. Yes, oh my God. Hallelujah. 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 I don't feel that people are here today in gross, detrimenting sin. I don't feel there are people here today that lives horrible, evil lives, but I feel that we've grown cold, amen, frozen in our ways, that God, amen, it's no longer the main thing in our life. Amen. Would you come and worship the Lord? Come on, would you come and just bow before your maker? Would you come and just say, God, I want back, God, that place of honor. Lord, when my heart gives you, Lord, praise, that my response is more than somebody cheerleading me, but God, that I realize and remember who you are and who I'm not. Amen. Lord God, thank you today for your grace and goodness. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.